This month, the administration is expected to revamp workplace rules that would make millions more workers eligible for overtime pay. Economics correspondent Paul Solomon reports. It's part of our weekly segment, Making Sense, which airs every Thursday on the NewsHour.
Time to make the donuts.
Fred the Baker.
Time to make the donuts.
Icon for the freshness of Dunkin' Donuts more than 30 years ago.
We make them at least twice every day. Time to make the donuts.
Fred was a fiction, but the reality of one Dunkin' Donuts worker looked a lot like the ads.
I'm working 75 hours a week or 80 hours a week.
For years, Ghassan Marzouk worked Fred-like hours as a salaried manager at this outlet outside Boston. Problem is, he never saw 1 cent in overtime.
If you work 40 hours or if you work 100 hours, it's the same pay.
Divide Marzouk's hours by his barely $800 a week salary, and on a per hour basis,
I'm making only $9, $10 an hour, which is that's even lower than the regular employees what they are making.
Under current law, you get time and a half for every hour you work in a week past 40. Unless you make more than $23,600 a year and you're an executive, administrator, or professional with advanced knowledge. Marzouk's employer classified him as an executive, even though he very often did the same work as the hourly employees.
You're serving customers, you're pouring coffee, you're cleaning, you're cleaning the bathrooms, cleaning the parking lot. The title does not mean anything.
The salary threshold under which all employees were paid overtime in 1975, if you figure in inflation, would now be $51,000, compared to today's actual $23,600, an amount that's been raised just once in the last 40 years. More than 60% of salaried employees were eligible for overtime in 1975. Today, less than 10% qualify. So last year, President Obama signed a memorandum directing the Department of Labor to update overtime rules to help workers like Marzouk.
Now, overtime is a pretty simple idea. If you have to work more, you should get paid more.
Progressive mega investor Nick Hanauer first made us aware of the overtime issue's contribution to economic inequality in a post on our Making Sense website that drew nearly a million readers.
A high overtime threshold is indispensable to creating a thriving middle class because in the absence of it, an employer like me will pitch a fake title like assistant manager to somebody and work them 60 hours a week instead of 40 and get 20 hours of work for free.
These new regulations come out that we're all hoping will come out that will help a lot of people going forward.
Lawyer Shannon Liss Reardon argues her client, Ghassan Marzouk, should have received overtime and has sued his former employer, which runs 50 Dunkin' Donuts outlets in Massachusetts.
This is common practice in America. Because they put their managers on salary, they can work their managers as many hours as they want.
Consider former Dollar General store manager Dawn Huey. She was paid $35,000 a year, but regularly worked 60 to 70 hours a week, no overtime.
I'm the free help. I could never commit to anything as far as plans with friends or family because my store was always my number one responsibility.
Any day now, the administration is expected to redefine which workers are exempt and hike the threshold. Labor advocates say if it's boosted to $51,000 a year, more than 6 million workers would automatically qualify for overtime pay. But, say employers,
we don't think very many more people are going to get overtime as a result of this rule.
Fact is, says David French of the National Retail Federation, his industry simply can't afford the estimated $9.5 billion a year it would cost to pay overtime to every worker making up to $51,000 a year.
Instead of providing overtime for millions more workers, employers are going to make rational choices and they're going to spread the same amount of money across a slightly larger pool of hourly and part-time workers.
In other words, no more behind-the-counter executives. At White Castle, famous for its square sliders, Vice President Jamie Richardson thinks the company's almost 400 salaried general managers will be given lower benefits or switch to hourly jobs.
Two cheese, no onions.
That, he says, would stifle career advancement.
It would take opportunity away from literally hundreds of people who work so hard to get to that point. Our general managers take tremendous pride in being considered salaried. That's a big accomplishment.
Overtime activist Nick Hanauer's response?
A company has a certain amount of responsibility to hand out, and people are not going to have less responsibility because they don't have fake titles anymore. It's just not true.
But what about the argument that employers are simply not going to have managers anymore like this because they can't afford to, and so everybody will be an hourly employee?
It's certainly likely that most employers won't pay people time and a half. That's very expensive. And what employers are likely to do is simply add workers to their payrolls, which lowers the unemployment rate and drives up wages, which is the source of the problem.
Whatever the changes, though, they will be too late for Ghassan Marzouk.
I never had the time to enjoy my kids' childhoods, to be with them, because I dedicated my life to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Parent-teacher conferences, did you go to them?
None.
Sports activities?
None.
Graduation of your kids?
I missed graduation.
Because you were working?
Marzouk emigrated to America from Kuwait, shooting for the American dream. But given the toll the job took, why did he put up with it?
Suppose you'd said, no, I'm only going to work 40 hours. I'm sorry, I can't work anymore. You're not paying me for that.
Be terminated. If you don't like it, you leave. But what are you going to do? I'm not an educated person. I don't have that degree.
And so these days, Ghassan Marzouk pumps gas. A part-time job. No overtime here either. This is economics correspondent Paul Solman reporting for the PBS NewsHour from Boston.